It's time to catch the beat from Market Street on WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM. Your community radio station is in the heart of the action in downtown Champaign. And Catch the Beat brings highlights of local news, arts, culture, and issues to pay attention to. Catch the Beat is brought to you in part by the listeners of WEFT and Jane Addams Bookshop in downtown Champaign. For more than 40 years, Jane Addams Bookshop has been a destination for readers and book lovers of all ages. Featuring three floors of gently used books, greeting cards, journals, and more. Jane Addams Bookshop is at 208 North Neal in downtown Champaign. Online at Jane Addams, that's A-D-D-A-M-S, books.com. As always on WEF, the views and opinions expressed on air are solely those of the speaker and do not necessarily represent those of WEF Champaign, Prairie Air Inc., station management, the board of directors, or the WEF associates. I'm your host, Cope Cumston. I'm pleased to welcome to Catch the Beat Julianne Ayer, who is Assistant Director for Programming and Engagement at the Krannert Center for Performing Arts. And she is going to fill us in on the new season's plans, performers, and particularly opening night, which is Thursday, September 3rd, starting at 4:30, and it goes all evening. So, Julianne, it's a pleasure to welcome you to Catch the Beat. The pace in this community suddenly moved to full throttle with thousands of university students returning to town. And what that means is things also start to happen, and Krannert is always one of those things that we all look forward to. Just tell us a little bit about your role at the Krannert Center.
Sure. Thanks so much for having me on the show. I'm so happy to be here and chat with you and speak about Krannert Center's exciting programming that's happening. I've been Assistant Director for Programming and Engagement here at Krannert Center for 3 years now. I come from Chicago, so I am an Illinoisian.
Yeah, but Chicago is a great contact for Krannert.
Chicago's a great contact. There's lots going on, but there's a lot going on at Krannert and right here in Champaign-Urbana. Blown away by the arts and culture that goes on in this community and how audiences really show up for a wide variety of programming is so exciting to me. To answer your question, at Krannert Center, my role is working closely with our director, Mike Ross, in planning our season. So I work with Mike and also other staff members to plan the professional artists who perform on our stages.
How do you pull together your ideas and also who's available?
There's really a mix of ways. So there's certain artists that perhaps we're interested in and we'll reach out to them. There are agents that represent artists. That's more common that we have relationships with that we might just meet with every year to just see what's on their roster, or agents get in touch with us. Some agents that we don't have relationships with that are representing a certain artist that they want to make sure we know about. We go and see work. So I'll go to New York in the fall. And again, in January, there's a very large performing arts conference that happens in New York every year. And because of that, there's a lot of festivals that happen as well, or artists showing works in progress. So you get a sense from those visits, just kind of who's touring, who's performing, and who might be available to come perform in the following season.
That is exciting for you. I'm envious.
Yeah. The travel as part of the job, I feel very fortunate to be able to go and also just to represent the University of Illinois. It's a great opportunity to get the word out about what's happening at Illinois, represent our campus to people from across the country, even from across the globe. The conference in January is very international. Mike Ross, our director, attends as well. It's very busy. There's a lot of workshops and breakout sessions and plenary sessions. And then, of course, the most valuable thing to me is just going all over the city and being able to see a lot of work.
I didn't really get how widely known and respected the Krannert Center is until the 50th anniversary. And so many people came from far away to talk about how important that space is, because I think when it was built, it was number two only to Lincoln Center in facilities, size, theaters. One of the statistics I love is that Krannert Center used the entire quota of teak for the United States that year to put in those magnificent floors.
The floors are very special. The
Yeah.
building is very special. And what happens inside the building, of course, is essential. We have artists come and perform from around the world. We create opportunities for performing artists through residency programs as well. So, for example, a dance company might come for a week, they'll work with students, they'll do a master class, they'll rehearse a work that is a work in progress that maybe they're almost finished with. So we'll call it a tech residency where they've been working on a piece and need to figure out how it goes with sound and lights in a theater. And then we present it at Krannert, and it's an amazing opportunity for our community to be able to see world-class artists right here in Central Illinois. And in addition to, people throughout the region coming, of course, we are on the University of Illinois campus, and that provides students with a really special opportunity not only to see shows, which for all University of Illinois students are only $10. We also have free events as well. The students also get to engage with artists from time to time when artists are able to stay and offer a class or do a conversation with students. So I think just having a world-class performing arts center on a university campus is just such a special thing for so many people in our community. We have a reputation around the globe, really, especially nationally. There's a lot of different university presenters. So, University of Michigan, North Carolina, at Chapel Hill, UCLA, Stanford, we're right up there with those other universities. But Krannert Center, we have five different performing stages, and most universities can't claim that. Our great hall is the acoustics in there are amazing. Chicago Symphony Orchestra, tells us just how amazing it is to perform there.
And you also bring in school children.
Yes, we have a youth series program. We do about five shows a year, where, anywhere from about five to seven shows a year. A group will come in and maybe we'll do three different performances. So, two of them will be like a 10 a.m. matinee where school children are bused to come see a performance. And then we'll also maybe do an evening performance or a Saturday performance that families from the general public can attend as well. So, for example, this year we have many performances like that, but I'll just mention one. Step Africa is coming in January. We'll have school children bused to come see the performance at a 10 a.m. matinee, and then there'll be an evening performance open to the general public. And those performances for school children, I love them. I love standing in the lobby and greeting young people from very young ages, preschool, kindergarten, generally through eighth grade. It's so wonderful to see the excitement in the lobby. They're some of our most enthusiastic patrons.
Well, let's move on to opening night. There's a lot to talk about there. Now, it starts on the quad so that
Start
there will be
on.
a gathering that then there will be a parade to the Krannert Center. So tell us about that.
Yes, I'm very excited about this. So, Mukapatsa is a 28-piece punk marching band from Chicago. They will be leading a procession that we're going to start on the quad in the area in front of the Student Union. In addition, the Chicago International Puppet Festival is coming down, and they are bringing very large-scale puppets, like an 11-foot elephant puppet and other animals, that take multiple puppeteers to be able to carry. And we have invited a whole bunch of community groups, student groups, various departments, as many people as we can think of to come join the procession. anyone is welcome to come process with us.
You
And
put out a specific invitation to WEFT, and I have signed up to be part of the parade. So there will be radio t-shirts and hats and cheering from us.
wonderful. That's amazing. Yeah, we're so glad that you'll be a part of it. And also, if people don't want to process, there's no rules here. The purpose is to really just bring people together in a joyous celebration of Kreiner Center's opening. We'll start with Mukhopadza and the puppets on the quad at 4:30. Groups will start to gather around 4:15. Then we're going to walk over. It's not a long walk, so it's a short procession to Kreiner Center. And the theme for opening night is celebrate community. So the procession kind of embodies that celebration of community. And then the performances. Shall we talk about the performances now?
Absolutely.
Let's do that. So once you arrive at Kreiner Center, Mukhopadza will take a couple minutes to set up, and then they're going to start at 5 o'clock. As I mentioned, they are a super fun original group. There's about 28 of them. It's a punk marching band. They have fake cheerleaders that are more like theater artists who go dancing around, giving cheers during the performance. They dress in super colorful uniforms. It's just a really joyous experience watching them. So that'll happen outside.
And they have a very interesting history. They started in a steel mill parking lot in 2004, and they grew from there. And now they're known all around the country and beyond.
Yeah, that's right. I actually was the director of an organization in Chicago called Pivot Arts, where we did a large scale festival, and Mukhopadza performed in an empty bank building that had been built as a vaudeville theater. So this was in the uptown, the historic uptown neighborhood of Chicago. This building was a vaudeville theater, then it was a bank for a while, and then we got permission from the city to use it as a performance space for this festival. So that was back in 2013 that I last worked with Mukhopadza, and yeah, they've been around in Chicago for several years now and really bring a lot of joy to a bunch of different events. And then once Mukhopadza is done, we're going to move inside. We really want to uplift Champaign-Urbana as a multicultural community where everybody belongs and really just celebrate that through joyous music and performance. So at 6 o'clock, we'll have Antiballis. They are an Afrobeat band from Brooklyn. They include a lot of funk, jazz. They were influenced by Fela, and they were actually the house band for the Broadway performance of Fela. They've been in big festivals like Coachella. It's really exciting that they're coming to Kraner. So that'll be at 6. And then right after that, we move to another stage in our lobby with Dr. Nativo. This is like reggae, hip hop, Guatemalan, led by Juan Nativo. Again, just really colorful clothing and bright colors and fun performance to listen to. And then we have another Chicago group, Funkadaisy. They are a great mashup of different cultures, but with a focus on South Asian Bollywood beat. They include reggae, funk. Their whole thing is just very diverse musicians coming together from different cultures. Again, as I mentioned, with a South Asian focus. They also do a lot of workshops around cross-cultural collaboration and healing. So while they're here, they are going to be offering a couple of drumming workshops, again, are about building, learning drumming, but through drumming, kind of building cross-cultural collaborations. And then to close out opening night is DJ Silky from Champaign. So we really have three Illinois groups as part of opening. Mukhopadza, or sorry, for Mukhopadza, the Chicago International Puppet Festival, Funkadaisy, and DJ Silky are all from Illinois, wanting to just again celebrate our community, give a sense of who's performing throughout Illinois, but then also bringing in some other groups to assist us in that celebration. DJ Silky was just at a whole bunch of different
She
orientation
has
events.
been around this summer.
She also teaches at the university, does a whole bunch in the community. So we're just closing out the night with a big dance party
And
because
she teaches the art of DJing at the
she does.
university. Isn't it
Yeah.
fantastic for students to know that they can get credit for studying that?
Yeah, that, and we also have a hip hop innovation center on campus. So there's lots of ways for students to get involved in DJing and hip hop. And then, as I mentioned, the evening closes out with a big dance party because I think that's what folks need right now is just celebration, dancing, great music. Also want to mention that the whole event is free. You do not need tickets. You can just show up anytime you want. And there's a couple things I want to make sure to mention. One, there is food and drink for purchase at the event. And then we also have a free workshop at the event. There's the Chicago puppet folks have an artist who's going to be leading a puppet making workshop. And that's in our studio theater. So if the music is getting to be too much for you and you just want a little time to do a craft project, you can just go into the puppet making workshop. And that's for all ages, like literally all ages, like 3 years old and all the way up.
Will they be doing that all during opening night, or are there hours for that?
That's going to start when opening night really starts at 5 o'clock. You know, the processional lead up earlier, but the performances in our building and around our building are starting at 5. So the workshop will start up at 5 and then it'll go until about 8 o'clock. Families are very welcome and encouraged to come to opening night. Again, it's all free and open to everyone. So it's a great opportunity to come out, see a whole bunch of different folks in our community and hear some great music.
And then it's on to your full season.
We just keep going until May.
Yeah. Well,
Never stop.
one of my favorite events is happening this Saturday, August 29th, the costume and prop sale that starts at 8 a.m. in the lobby. And is that ever a wonderful experience?
That is very fun. So, yes, anyone's welcome to come by and check out costumes or props that we don't need to have in storage. If you want to do some early Halloween shopping,
And then the next event, continuing on with that, is a special commemoration of the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. You are hosting I Hear America Singing.
we are. Several of our faculty members are involved with that. Nathan and Julie Gunn, who are part of our School of Music and the Lyric Theater program. Lyric Theater includes opera and musical theater. Both of them are artists who have national reputations. So it's a great opportunity to come and see some of our very talented faculty members and others performing a whole bunch of different kinds of music. It's a celebration of independence, of democracy.
And that is September 10th and 11th. And on September 9th, there is a free event, a talk about how they put that together with your director, Mike Ross. And that happens at 4:30 in the lobby, right?
Yes, and that's free and open to anybody. So we have a new series that we started last year called Artists Talk. So there'll be several events throughout the season where folks can come and enjoy a conversation with artists performing on our stages or also with folks making art in our community. The first one, Mike Ross, will be moderating a conversation with the artists around I Hear America Singing. And again, that is a way to connect audiences with the artists who perform on our stages, often to put work in context for our audiences. So we're really looking forward to that. And then the artist talk happening after that is with Sasha Velour, who is
Who's an Urbana kid. He went to school with my daughter.
So Sasha's coming back to her stomping grounds, hometown girl.
And it will be one outstanding drag event. Because she was RuPaul's drag queen a few years ago.
That's right. Yeah, she has really made it big, and this show promises it's going to be really fantastic. So that's happening October 7th, and then I'll be in conversation with Sasha the evening before, and that will be a free conversation with Sasha. We'll get to dish about RuPaul's Drag Race, have conversations about her work, travesty. That event should be fun for a whole bunch of different kinds of folks.
And then Krannert again is partnering with Pygmalion and is hosting a writer, a comic, musicians.
That's correct. Yeah, we have a lot going on with Pygmalion. So Robbie Hoffman is a very popular comedian who will be performing as part of Pygmalion. And then we have some fantastic musicians. Juliana Barwick and Mary Lattimore will be performing. And there'll also be a conversation with Mary Helen Specht, who is a writer. She is a New York Times Editor's Choice and winner of the Texas Institute of Letters Best First Fiction Award. And that conversation will be Thursday, September 24th at 5:30. So, in terms of events happening in September, I have to put a plug in for One Piece. One Piece is a very popular Japanese anime. I learned about it from my son. And there is going to be a super cool performance for anyone who's interested in anime, manga, with the Champaign Urbana Symphony Orchestra. So, we'll be showing excerpts from the video of One Piece and live music from the show will be performed by our very own Champaign-Urbana Orchestra. That is happening September 26, which is a Saturday at 7:30. And again, U of I students can come for $10, youth come for $10, other students $15. And it's going to be so fun. So anyone that's excited about orchestras, anime, or just wants to check out something totally new, One Piece on September 26.
Then there is the free series, Krannert Center Uncorked. Tell
Yes.
us about that.
Our Uncorked performances are free and take place in our lobby. And again, you don't need a ticket, you can just show up. And those happen almost every Thursday, starting on September 17th, we have a performance of another Champaign-Urbana native. Somi is coming to perform, and there'll be a performance in the lobby right before her show. We have several folks from our community who've made it big who are coming back to perform this year. It's really wonderful.
What else would you like people to know about this season or about Krannert Center in general?
I'm super excited about this season. There is really something for everyone. And that's what I love about Krannert. We don't just do one thing, it's an opportunity to explore things that maybe you're not familiar with. If you're a jazz fan, there's plenty of jazz going on. But also, if you're not familiar with jazz, then come by and learn about it. Ticket prices are very accessible compared to, where I'm from, a city like Chicago. And there's just so much going on there. There is not a performing arts center like this in Chicago. Chicago has a lot of theaters that do plays, dance companies, music organizations. But what's so special about Krannert is all of this is happening under one roof. And what I also love is that it's such a great opportunity to just get out of your house, turn off your phone, get off your streaming device, and actually experience something in community with other people. There is a loneliness epidemic happening in our country. I think so much of it is just from the pandemic or the fact that you don't even have to leave your house anymore to get groceries. You can just order them. There's so many ways that we used to naturally in our everyday life just connect with people in public spaces that don't happen as much as they used to. And the performing arts are really a place where you can be in community with strangers, with other people who you bring with you to an event, get to know the people sitting next to you, and enjoy a live performance. The fun thing about live performance is that you are in a unique experience that can only happen once. Even if they do the show the next night, it's going to be a different experience. So I do hope that folks will check out our website, crannercenter.com, get on the calendar, and figure out what you want to see that you know you're going to love and what you want to try that you've never heard of but sounds super interesting.
And we have a few favorite local performers. Our Jupiter String Quartet are doing, I think, two performances, one with bassoon and one with piano.
And we also have a great partnership with the radio station Illinois Soul. They are curating an event as well that's happening in February. It's their third anniversary celebration. Kindred, the Family Soul, and Damon Williams will be performing. It's a great way to celebrate Black voices and culture right here in Central Illinois. So we're really happy to partner with them and celebrate their anniversary.
And a performance to take note of in October is our very own dance faculty, Cynthia Oliver, who has a New York dance company, and she is bringing her new performance. And that is one I'm looking forward to.
Me too. That is going to be October 2nd and 3rd, called Turn, Turning, Turnt. It has kind of an Afro-futuristic imagination, focuses on Black girls' creativity and aspiration, and is just going to be some fabulous dance. So I really encourage folks to come out for that as well. And we have other dance happening throughout the year. Mark Morris is returning again. In the spring, there's Okwi Okpokwosili, who's an artist from New York City, who's going to be bringing a new work that I saw a work in progress showing of last January, and it just blew me away. So I'm very excited about that work. The group is called Sweat Variant, and the performance is Adaku Part 2. Okwi is a MacArthur Fellow, MacArthur Genius Award-winning artist, and it explores one family's entanglement with the transatlantic slave trade. It's set in a near future United States. It explores just memory and the consequences of things that happened and how they impact generations to come. Very moving, very beautiful, really world-renowned artist coming to Krannert Center. So I hope folks will find time. And then we have huge stars, two Broadway stars are coming. Renee Elise Goldsberry, who was in Hamilton, she is going to be performing with students on our stage, the Illinois Wind Ensemble. And then we have a major star, Audra McDonald, is going to be here on May 4th.
Julianne, thank you so much. This is wonderful to get all this great information about what's coming up this year.
I'm so excited. Thank you so much for the conversation today. It's been great to chat with you.
Catch the Beat is brought to you in part by the listeners of WEFT and Jane Addams Bookshop in downtown Champaign. For more than 40 years, Jane Addams Bookshop has been a destination for readers and book lovers of all ages. Jane Addams Bookshop at 208 North Neal in downtown Champaign, online at janeadamsbooks.com. You're listening to WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM, streaming on weft.org. All episodes of Catch the Beat are archived on the WEFT website at weft.org under Public Affairs. You can also listen to live stream and archive shows on the WEFT app, available on your favorite app store. With thanks to Creative Commons for intro and outro music by Kevin MacLeod. See you next time.